Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. As you drive your...
The president reacts to a change in the next debate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
There's nothing fair about this debate, but that's okay.
After all his interruptions in the first debate, the commission decided for the next one, one candidate will be muted in the opening 2 minutes of a segment as the other answers a question, though no mics will be cut in open discussions. So will President Trump change his strategy Thursday against Joe Biden?
Well, I may do that. Actually, the interesting thing, they said if you let him talk, he'll lose his chain of thought because he's gonzo. And I understand that.
And 2 weeks before the election, President Trump told Fox and Friends a short time ago, the choice is simple.
The American dream, the great American dream, versus being a socialist hellhole.
Now, while Joe Biden preps for the debate, his Democratic running mate Kamala Harris campaigned in Florida.
Donald Trump would like you to believe everything is okay. Because, you see, his measure of the success of the economy is based on the stock market.
Now, Harris said they worry about working people and again accused the president of lying about the coronavirus. Now back to the president. It is deadline day set by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on more corona financial aid for Americans before the election.
But I want to do it even bigger than the Democrats because this is money going to people that did not deserve what happened to them coming out of China.
But Senate Republicans don't want to spend as much and plan a vote today to renew small business loans and have other targeted economic stimulus. We also this morning just got news out of the Associated Press on the Justice Department expected to file a lawsuit alleging Google has been abusing its online dominance in online search to stifle competition and harm consumers. It would be the most significant government act to protect competition since the case it attempted to breaking up Microsoft several years ago. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Republican senators plan to subpoena the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter, who are accused of censorship, blocking people, including Senator Ted Cruz, from sharing news stories about Hunter Biden's emails and business dealings.
We need answers before the election because this is dangerous. It is a real threat to free speech. It's a real threat to our democratic process.
Democrats, including the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, dismissed the Biden story as Russian disinformation, which the Director of National Intelligence says is not true. Now, the emails purportedly come from an abandoned laptop at a Delaware computer shop.
Brand new documents obtained by Fox News appearing to show Hunter Biden's signature approving repair work on his laptop. Now, the paperwork also showing his name in the bill to section. Fox News has not verified that the signature is Hunter Biden's. Hunter's laptop reportedly including emails about his business dealings overseas, which suggests Joe Biden was involved in the business dealings.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. On Monday Night Football, a blowout. The Arizona Cardinals beat up the Dallas Cowboys 38-10 after the Kansas City Chiefs 26-17 win over the Buffalo Bills. The undefeated Tennessee Titans may soon be flagged by the NFL for how the team handled the coronavirus.
According to multiple reports, the Tennessee Titans will avoid major discipline after the NFL's investigation into the team's COVID-19 outbreak that forced the postponement of their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the rearrangement of the league's schedule. Sources tell Fox News that the Titans will likely get fined, but no one player or personnel member will be suspended, nor will the team be stripped of any draft picks or forced to forfeit any games. This goes against the initial buzz that grew over harsh penalties coming for the Titans after a report that players were still convening at a Nashville high school to practice together after the club shut down their facilities in accordance with COVID-19 protocols. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Baseball. Baseball's World Series starts tonight. The Tampa Bay Rays trying to win their first championship against the LA Dodgers, who haven't won it in 32 years. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Up to 59, 47 our low tonight. We've got some clouds when we don't have that shower passing through the area. Chance of rain at 60%. Bumps up to an 80% shot at showers. Winds up to 18 miles per hour. We've got clouds tomorrow and a 20% chance of showers. High 64, low 53. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high 81 down to 63. But into the weekend, we're only up to 53 again. Currently 44 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, into our 8 o'clock hour, you can always chime in. I haven't even checked our messages on the Facebook. I do have a Stever. I'm going to Facebook right now. I do have a Stever's from Flooring Surfaces, where the world is at your feet. If you would like me to give you 5 Benjamin Franklins, and I'll do it twice, so it's 10 Benjamin Franklins, $1,000, Benjamin Franklin pictured on the $100 bill. Then what you have to do is text in Flooring Surfaces. I'm just reading some of the messages. I'm getting distracted terribly. Sorry. Yeah, Tony, you bet. Welcome to therapy. Wendy, you have a grandbaby? That's awesome. Sorry. Okay, so Flooring Surfaces, we got $500. You want to do some carpeting, some backsplash, some flooring with laminate or wood. Flooring Surfaces is like, they're just terrific. They're so good at what they do. So Kevin Appleby owns Flooring Surfaces, and I'm going to give you $500 to do your project. At least defer. So if it's an $1,800 project, it's $1,300 because I'm giving you $500. Go to GoStever.com for information on how to be part of this program. A lot of times it's done at GoStever.com. Today it's via text. 359-2255, 359-2255. Text in Flooring Surfaces, or F is in Flooring, S is in Services. We'll know that you're interested. It is amazing. We get so overwhelmed with people wanting to use Flooring Surfaces. Thank you for that. We'll pick 2 people to use my $500. The Stever program is essentially a program where I give you money to spend at a particular business. You spend it and you keep it. 2 requirements. We like you to at least get the appointment within the week. And then you have to tell me what you thought of your shopping experience when you're done. It's great having Nathan Whitaker on. He's the keynote for Lifeline Connect Thursday night. You can watch it on Facebook or YouTube, lifelineconnect.org, where they help men with addictions get better. And it takes a long time. So in any event, if you want to help them as they grow their beds, they have a 24-bed facility. Sadly, they could use a lot more beds, so they need money to support it all. And they're very efficient with their money. Lifelineconnect.org. All right, ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. We are into our 8 o'clock hour. We have talked about the Hunter Biden stuff. We are figuring out if anybody will cover it. And really, strategically, all the Democrats can do is deny it. And so it's now a Russian thing. Maria Bartiromo, which I've interviewed before several times, she was on her Fox Business show talking to the National Director of National Intelligence, Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business.
We have been doing a deep dive into this laptop and these emails, which indicate Hunter Biden was cashing in on his father's position. Adam Schiff, from the chairman of the Intel Committee, is out and about this weekend on Sunday morning shows saying all of this news is just Russian disinformation and it's not true. You are the director of national intelligence. You see more intelligence than anybody in the country other than the president of the United States, so you can tell us what's real and what's fake. Is this Russian disinformation, Director?
So, Maria, it's funny that some of the people that complain the most about intelligence being politicized are the ones politicizing intelligence. And unfortunately, in this case, it is Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who, as you pointed out on Friday, said that the intelligence community believes that Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails on it are part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign.
Now it just comes down to who you're going to believe, Adam Schiff or the Director of National Intelligence. And many will not believe the Director of National Intelligence because he must be friends with Trump and everybody lies. So it's not believable. And then if you don't have any coverage of this story, again, initially when I heard it, I said, I need to know a little more. And as we know more, you're going, man, I mean, it appears that he dropped it off. It's a signature on the slip, which can be authenticated by any handwriting person if they wanted to do that. But it's clear by the silence from the Biden campaign, because, again, if this was Russian interference, would you not be out if you're Joe Biden saying this is a lie? I'd be adamant. Don't diss my son when it's a lie. I'd be all over the place with this. But they are quiet. And then you got Facebook and Twitter doing their thing and telling people that this is disinformation and you can't see it. Then people are going, well, what can't I see? That's weird.
Right.
And then they're going to subpoena Jack Dorsey before the election and say, what are you doing? Google has just been hit with an antitrust lawsuit. I mean, do you think it's a good thing for Twitter, Facebook, and Google to keep information?
Right. I don't like my stuff being censored. Let me decide.
This is
as long as it's a credible report.
Well, they say it's a lie. It's Russian. The Director of National Intelligence says, no, it's not. Well, they're just liars. They're liars. They're all liars. Trump lies all the time. I mean, it's crazy. That's China. China does this.
I know.
China takes information about the rally at the square. They just make sure that doesn't get out. And now you're making sure I don't know what about Hunter Biden? That I can't decide for myself whether this is credible?
Right.
That I shouldn't read the New York Post, one of the major newspapers in the country? I shouldn't even see the story? And they're retweeting, they're stopping accounts. The spokesperson at the White House got her account locked because she dared to share it. It is unbelievable what's happening. So I think the Twitter and the Facebook actually brought more attention to it.
Right. Mike in St. Joe says this is the start of socialism.
I don't know if we'll do that. I just don't know if we're going to go for that. I really don't. The Nazis had all the guns. There were no guns in Germany. When people are given a Second Amendment to defend themselves from the government was the intent. I don't think you're going to be able to do that. I don't think people will do it. I think there'll be a shift. I think there'll be secession from the Union. I think you're going to lose Texas because they even signed the deal back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They've always said they can secede.
That's right.
And then don't you think Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia are kind of going with them?
For sure.
I'm telling you,
latitude in the South.
In all candidness, this is my home. I love the University of Illinois. I love Illinois. I love Champaign-Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
But is this the best place for my money to live in Illinois? Could I do better in another state, say Indiana, as far as taxes and government, interference?
Right.
I mean, there's no question.
And when it comes to voting on what we're seeing on the ballot with our tax and, tax the rich guy and all this, they're going to leave.
Well, and the thing with the fair tax, and I was very clear about this, I voted against it because this allows Springfield to come down eventually and tax anybody they want. Then the question is, do you believe Springfield, based on the track record, that they're not going to? Then I said, I will vote for the fair tax if they guarantee double my pension at retirement if they ever touch another class of people under the $250,000 they promised not to tax. And you know what's going to happen.
Right.
Well, because of Trump, we got in such a bad situation because of Trump.
Right.
We were forced to because of Trump. It's like, come on, man. Oh, got to get my thing.
Okay, where is it?
I got to find it. I didn't have it ready. I got to be better than that. Because, it's just a question of do you believe? Think about this. The state legislature in the state of Illinois, in the middle of the pandemic, gave themselves a raise. Does that not give you everything you kind of need to whether you trust Springfield? I mean, they gave themselves a raise.
By Russian intelligence.
I mean, you know that's not right. Why would you do that in this environment? Well, it was, I couldn't stop it. It was on. Yeah.
Automatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't feel you, Bibby.
Man, come on, man.
I don't feel you.
Come on, man.
I don't feel you.
Come on, man.
I don't feel you. Okay, let's jump to morning sports.
Yeah,
ESPN 93.
Therapy's going well this morning.
I need it. I don't know about you, but at 9 o'clock, I'm feeling good.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
World Series tonight. 11,000 fans can watch in Arlington, the neutral site, Tampa Bay Rays and L.A. Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw making his fifth career World Series start against the Rays' Tyler Glasnow, right-hander. So if you want to watch that tonight, it's 7:09 for the start. We are in football, Big Ten. We're starting up against Wisconsin week. So Friday at 7 is when we'll have kickoff up in Madison.
Remember I told you it was 23.5? That went down to 18.
Okay.
Back up to 20.
Okay.
So people are betting on the Badgers to beat us by 3 touchdowns.
Well, and I'm hearing the positivity rate in Wisconsin is very good. Are they allowing any fans? I guess not.
I think family.
Okay.
That's it.
So, in any case.
Yeah.
NFL action last night. Kansas City Chiefs over the Buffalo Bills, 26-17. Arizona Cardinals over the Dallas Cowboys, 38-10. Another trending story is about the IHSA and the Illinois Department of Public Health. Announcing yesterday there'll be a decision timeline on winter sports, and they'll have it all figured out by October 28th. And a proposal on the medium to high-risk sports like basketball and wrestling is on the docket. But, you know, everything is shifted, and then we have all these kind of winter sports that start in February or, you know, the fall sports. I mean, wow, negotiating all that just gives me a headache reading the story. I can't imagine what these guys are going through. I was looking to see who the Saints are taking on Sunday, Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
And Green Bay will face Houston. The Bears will be in L.A. to take on the Rams for Monday Night Football.
I know the Saints were talking about going to Baton Rouge because New Orleans is a very liberal city, and the mayor will not allow fans, and Baton Rouge will.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be kind of a good home field for the LSU Tiger home field for the New Orleans Saints.
For sure.
I mean, my goodness, there are a lot of people that are allowed to go to these games. Dallas had a lot of people there, but they were spread out. You can get 10 or 20,000 in these stadiums easy and social distance. So, all right, it is 8:18. That's a peak of your morning sports. It's ESPN 93.5. If you go to the Champaign County Clerk website, you can get a sample ballot and take a look at this thing. And then if you're prepared, because the proposition to increase the tax, shall the limiting rate under the property tax extension limitation law for Champaign County Forest Preserve District be increased by additional 0.016%? And you can vote yes or no on that issue. But it'd be nice to be able to read them ahead of time. The Constitution for the Fair Taxes, you're seeing commercials for both sides of this. And again, you know, I don't like creaming rich people either.
I know.
I don't have any animosity toward rich people. I'm happy for them. Good for them. Why would we be jealous and want to pound them because they do create jobs by buying and investing in things?
Sure, and they give to charities and things like that. And certainly if their money's being allocated for taxes, that's going to to take the money away from somewhere else.
But you think about it. How many rich people live in Illinois? All the rich people left in Illinois are going to be liberal.
Right.
Because they feel, you know, they're all the, you know, George Soros people with tons of money that support the Democratic.
Right.
I mean, if you're a liberal and you're a billionaire like Governor Pritzker, then fine. I mean, you got plenty and you don't mind that. But a lot of people don't like giving more money. It's not necessarily even giving more to the government. It's how they use it. Very frustrating. The waste, the automatic raises that are built in for our legislature without my approval because they did it long term and nobody can be blamed is unconscionable in a pandemic.
Up to 59 with considerable cloudiness, 60% shot at showers later this afternoon, 80% chance of rain in the evening, and a low 47. 64 tomorrow with mostly cloudy conditions again, down to 53. 81 mostly sunny on Thursday. 44 the current temp on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll see what happens here on the Fox Business Minute. See how the markets will open in about 10 minutes. It's ESPN 93.5. This is Tuesday morning. It is October the 20th, 11 days till Halloween, 12 days till November. Wow. 8:20.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More new homes were going up last month. Groundbreakings for new homes increased nearly 2% in September. It's an improvement, though economists were predicting a larger increase. Builders are preparing to step up home construction. Permits increased more than 5%, which was stronger than forecast. Defense contractor Lockheed Martin's summer quarter was stronger than expected. It was helped by its space business. It's also raising its dividend and is optimistic about its business for the year. Lysol's parent company, Reckitt Benckiser, is reporting another strong quarter. And insurance company Travelers' earnings were upbeat. It had $400 million in expenses to cover catastrophic losses. However, Travelers' business held up better than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only car care month, it's also breast cancer awareness month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for just the three or four loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenage, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. Unlike most banks, with just one application and one credit pull, I can shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation to find the best loan product for you. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
I'm retired Judge Heidi Ladd, and I'm speaking to you because I believe so strongly in Judge Jason Baum. I served as his mentor judge, and from day one, he was exceptional. Very patient and caring, always prepared, and guided by fairness. Judge Baum is highly respected and well-liked by people from all sides. Jason Baum is exactly the kind of judge we need right now. Please join me in voting to keep Judge Baum on the bench.
Paid for by friends of Judge Jason Baum.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your county recorder of deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
I said, how many billionaires even live in Illinois? Producer David sent me this. You got Thomas Pritzker, Hotels and Investments, $4.1 billion.
Okay.
You got your J.B. Pritzker.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels and Investments, $3.2 billion.
Okay.
Then there's G.G. Pritzker, $3.1 billion. Then you got Penny Pritzker, $2.6 billion. Nicholas Pritzker, $2 billion. And Jennifer Pritzker, $1.9 billion. So that's 6 of the 18 billionaires are Pritzkers.
Wow.
Good luck beating J.P.
Okay.
No campaign money there.
Available. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who Ken Griffin is. I heard he liked me. Richest guy in Illinois.
Hmm.
Never heard of them. Hedge funds, $11.7 billion. That's just a lot. Do you know that a billion minutes ago, you know, earlier we were talking with committee to elect, committee to defend the president, Ted Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
He said, trillions, and we were talking about the coronavirus bill and all that. And he said, I don't even know what a trillion is. Well, I'll tell you what a billion is. A billion minutes ago, Jesus was walking the earth.
Wow.
A billion minutes ago. I think a billion seconds ago was somewhere around World War II. That's a billion. So think about having $1 billion or spending, you know, $2.2 trillion on this bill. It's astronomical. You can't even, when you start stacking ones end to end, kind of those.
Right.
But a billion minutes ago, I think it was right after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the resurrection from the dead. Unbelievable. He defeated death a billion minutes ago.
That puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
I don't know what a trillion is.
Wow.
Probably, what's a trillion seconds? How long is a trillion? I don't have the calculator. Mine only goes a certain number of zeros.
Right.
How long ago was a trillion seconds? Producer Dave, my friend, would probably do it in his head. It's scary. All right. We got Hiram Sasser coming up. He's a Liberty Institute lawyer, a little on the Supreme Court nomination and who it helps 2 weeks from today.
It was 31,688 years ago.
For a trillion seconds?
Yes.
Who said that?
Google.
Good job, Diane.
Well
done.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Body and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Body and Soul Sports, simply the best at what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he wants Attorney General Bill Barr to appoint an investigator to look into Joe Biden's business dealings. In light of emails, the New York Post reports are from his son Hunter Biden's computer.
He's got to act, and he's got to act fast. He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption, and this has to be known about before the election.
The president on Fox and Friends. Pennsylvania voters have a little more time to mail back ballots. State Republicans trying to stop that lose in the Supreme Court.
The 4-4 decision means that Pennsylvania will be allowed to count mailed-in ballots that are received up to 3 days after the November 3rd election. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberal judges in upholding a state Supreme Court ruling that required county election officials to count ballots that arrive up until November 6th, as long as there's not proof it was mailed after the polls closed.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today. Well, we might get a little rain according to what I'm seeing here on the radar. Our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast calls for cloudy conditions. High today about 57. Overnight tonight just 53. 64 for the high Wednesday. Thursday sunshine and 80. That'll be October 22nd. Sunshine and 80. Are you kidding me? Liberty Institute lawyer who specializes in religious discrimination cases, Hiram Sasser. That was me calling you, Hiram. I apologize earlier when you were getting clicks on your other.
Poor thing. I'm so sorry.
That was my fault.
That's all right. Lansing, Michigan, they were hearing from you, I guess.
Well, okay, so you're a Michigan Stater, are you?
No, not me. I'm in Texas, but they were...
Lansing was talking to you. I see. I was clicking in on Lansing. Well, that's a Big Ten foe, so that's fine. Anyway, I apologize to you. Hiram Sasser, Senate Democrats and Republicans both think the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation battle will help them in this fall's election. What say you from the Liberty Institute, my friend?
Well, I think that it's important that the president and the Senate Republicans have delivered on one of the campaign promises by the president, which was to appoint originalist jurists to the Supreme Court and to all the federal benches. And certainly with Judge Barrett, we're getting someone who's committed to the interpreting the Constitution according to its original public meaning whatever those words meant at the time they were written will be the meaning to those words that will be given effect in the court. And so to that extent, I think, when politicians make promises and then they deliver on them, I think that's pretty important.
Would you bet your house on how she'd vote? I wouldn't. I couldn't tell. I thought she was totally going to read the law, take her personal feelings out of it, and rule. I wouldn't bet the house on how she'd vote.
Actually, I think with an originalist, it's really easy to bet the house on how they will vote. All you have to do is go back to the original meaning of the Constitution, look up what those words meant in the dictionary at the time that those words were written in the Constitution, and then give it its plain language meaning, and you'll know what the outcome is. That's one of the best things about originalists, is that the average person can actually have confidence in knowing what the outcome is going to be, and that it's not going to be based upon, social change or the personal whims or whether or not the person's going to be the judge is going to be invited to be part of polite society or not. It's just going to be based on the words.
So who else is an originalist on this Supreme Court? Alito?
Well, Alito certainly is. Justice Thomas is a very strong, committed originalist. He's probably the strongest that's on the bench right now, followed by Alito. But all of them have that were appointed by Republicans have various aspects of originalism that they bring to the table. But I think what you're going to find with a Justice Barrett, she's probably going to be a lot closer to Justice Thomas than anyone else.
Okay. John Roberts, for me, has been a sleeper. I could not believe some of this stuff. So I guess, I don't know, I thought he was going to be the best justice in the history of ever. And John Roberts has disappointed me a little bit. I don't know what I was thinking. And I don't know what pressures, Hiram, when you get people that are human beings living in a very liberal place that want to be invited and socially want to be accepted, you think that gets to them where they kind of want to be in the circle versus castigated all the time?
Well, I'm going to tell you that I actually think that the way you vote could actually extend your lifespan. And let me explain real quick, which is that if you render a decision based upon the original meaning of the Constitution that's considered unacceptable by polite society, you probably will not be invited to be on the board of a cancer research institute or a hospital or something like that. But if you are on that board, and there are judges that are on boards of hospitals and various things, do you think that if you or your loved one gets sick that you're going to get the best care possible?
Mm-hmm.
If one of your loved ones or you get cancer, do you think you're going to get the best care possible by that cancer institute? You betcha. But do you think the judges know that if I render this decision according to the original meaning of the Constitution, I'm going to get booed by the media? Do you think I'm going to get on that board or anything? No.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
So in actuality, the way you vote could extend you or your loved one's lifespan.
Interesting. Wow. Hiram Sasser, tell me what the Liberty Institute does.
Well, what we do is we specialize in religious liberty cases. We fight against religious discrimination all over the country. One of our most recent wins was in Washington, D.C. We sued Mayor Bowser on behalf of a church to open up the ability for churches to meet in the District of Columbia, and we won that. We won a preliminary injunction in the D.C. District Court just last week, and so it's been a wonderful experience to see churches have the freedom now in Washington, D.C. to begin to open. Of course, they're following CDC guidelines, but to at least have that opportunity to meet in D.C., it's very important.
This has been a crazy time. Have you ever seen anything quite like what's going on? Is this practice for socialism or what?
Well, I never realized that we were going to give up what's guaranteed in the Constitution as part of the Republican form of government, which is that we're supposed to have predominantly legislatures deciding these types of issues about what kind of regulations needed to be in place. To see one person exercising that power, whether the government or a mayor or governor or a mayor or something like that, is completely outrageous. I would not trust myself to be the benevolent dictator, and I wouldn't trust anyone else to be the benevolent dictator. That's why we have legislatures, and they're supposed to be cutting the deals, not one person.
A whole lot of non-elected people are making big decisions for me, and I don't like that.
Well, no, that's exactly right. It's always supposed to be, there's always going to be experts in any, that's going to address every, any kind of issue, but it's supposed to be the elected leadership and working as a body, not one person, making these types of decisions, taking this input in. And so all these legislatures should have been in special session doing legislation on what we should be doing responding to this virus, not just one person.
Kind of like hunting season, we have election season. Any idea what's going to be the outcome of this season of election, Hiram?
I don't know what's going to happen on the election. I just know that by Halloween, we're going to have a new justice on the Supreme Court.
Yep, I think you're right. I think that's absolute. Amy Coney Barrett, I was massively impressed. Jaw-dropping impressive. Ira Sasser, how do people connect with you?
People can go to our website at firstliberty.org. Firstliberty.org. It's the first liberty in the Constitution is religious liberty.
Awesome. Keep up your good work, and let me know when you're on another interview. I'll call again.
All right. Thanks, sir.
He didn't get it.
Okay.
He's on his way. He had another interview coming.
Firstliberty.org.
ESPN 93.5. You can respond 359-2255. Last call for your morning Stever. Giving you $500 to Flooring Surfaces, where the world is at your feet. Carpet project, linoleum, laminate, wood, backsplash, tile.
They've got it all.
They're really good. On Mercury in Champaign, their showroom's amazing.
FlooringSurfacesInc.com.
So what you do is you text in Flooring Surfaces to 359-2255 for consideration of my five Benjamin Franklins to two people. So $1,000 I'm doing for two people. I'm paying. The Stever program is mind-boggling. It's where Stevie J gives you money to go to a business to spend, and you keep it. So I don't know if there's anything there for you to question. Can't text in 359-2255. Flooring Surfaces are the initials of that. Long Branch Steakhouse, come on now.
Are you tired of overpaying for steaks? How about looking for great steak deals? Well, look no further than the Long Branch in downtown Gifford. Let Donnie and his staff take care of you. Friday and Saturday nights, you get three different steak deals. Get two 12-ounce New York strips for $45, or try two 8-ounce fillets for $50, or combine the offers and get one fillet and one strip for $48. Also includes two salads up to four sides. Any place else? Well, it just isn't the Long Branch. Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community. Regularly buying some of your groceries will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop. Donate. Change lives.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19 is simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges has cancer, I guess.
That's right, lymphoma. He tweeted out, as the dude would say, new poo has come to light. I have been diagnosed with lymphoma. Although it's a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have a great team of doctors and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment and will keep you posted on my recovery. Of course, he's known as being the dude on The Big Lebowski from 1998. He won some honors for acting in Crazy Heart. He was in True Grit, Hell or High Water, Iron Man. I mean, the list
is... Yeah, he was in Iron Man.
45 movies plus.
I mean, Lloyd Bridges was a pretty big time actor.
Right.
His dad and I think his brother Bo Bridges.
That's right.
A lot of Bridges did a lot of movies, but Jeff probably the biggest. I would think Lloyd. Lloyd had a lot of movies.
Yeah, he did. I remember
Lloyd
from Airplane.
Yeah, he was in Airplane, but he was in a ton of movies.
That's
but
right.
The Bridges family are good. I think Fisher King was a disturbing movie where he was a shout, you know, kind of a shock
job. Robin Williams.
And somebody went to shoot a bunch of people in a bar or something. That was, but he was in Jeff Bridges. Boy, a lot of things. But The Big Lebowski, I've never seen The Big Lebowski.
Is that right?
I've never seen it.
It was featured in one of the Ebert Fests, and it was just great.
Wow, Roger Ebert had that at his Ebert Fest. It was good.
In one of those atmospheres. So,
yeah.
Tron, The Last Picture Show, Starman, he was, you know.
Yeah, Starman, I remember
84.
That too. Yep, yep.
So, and there's Fisher King from 91, yeah.
Rush Limbaugh's sick, and he's battled cancer, but it sounds like it's not going well.
Right.
So, he essentially says, you know, we're all kind of under a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he got some not so good news. But the incredible success of Rush Limbaugh, who started in 1988. And, he was on yesterday and he said, I'm not going to come in here. And
right. Lung cancer's terminal.
Yeah.
Stage four.
So it depends on how long he can go. But, man, what impact has Rush Limbaugh had on the political world, certainly.
Right. He's 69.
Yeah. 31 years. He got fired like seven times from Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
I see.
Yeah. So our prayers are with Rush. Our prayers are with Jeff Bridges as they battle stuff, man. And we all have stuff, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But these are, some are obviously more urgent and serious. ESPN 93.5, quarter till, quick check of sports next.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable healthcare.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. During this time, we know it's more important than ever to stay loose and keep active. But sometimes you don't know where to start or pain and injury get in the way. We are here for you. That's why we are offering same-day free consultations both in person or through telehealth from the comfort of your own home. Get started today by calling 398-9800 or by visiting MettlerCenter.com.
Sports headline.
World Series tonight from Arlington. 11,000 fans are able to go. Tampa Bay Rays will use Tyler Glasnow, the right-hander, on the mound. L.A. Dodgers starting Clayton Kershaw, making his fifth career start at the World Series. Illinois football will be Friday at 7 up in Madison, Wisconsin, as we face those stinking Badgers. We'll see how that goes. Right now, they're 20-point favorites, I believe. So let's see if we can do this. Go Illini. And then we've got Purdue on Halloween. NFL action had the Kansas City Chiefs over the Buffalo Bills, 26-17. Arizona Cardinals beat the Dallas Cowboys, 38-10.
Whew.
IHSA and the Illinois Department of Public Health will figure out their decision timeline about winter sports by October 28th.
You think about all those athletes that have a chance to get college money, to go somewhere to play. And every state around you has figured it out. You're talking about, they're not going to get recruited. They don't have enough film on them. That's such a shame. And you just don't realize how important age 17 is as you springboard toward anything in college. Because you got no track record or no club and activities and things you're supposed to be doing, because you blame everything on the pandemic, which is pretty easy to do. And for the most part, it's true. But if you get into this culture of blame everything for your troubles and reasons, but in the case of high school football players, how many high school football players do we have in Illinois that can play in college? A lot.
Yeah.
Because there's Division III, there's Division II, there's Division I. This is what keeps them out of trouble, is the sports. And again, I understand this is a pandemic, I understand, but if the kids across the street are at the playground and you're in the house and you can't leave the house, you're going, well, that doesn't seem fair. If Minnesota, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Tennessee, everybody around you is playing football. You're going, what the crap? What the heck? I mean, that doesn't seem right.
You're right.
Why can't we be like them? And it's just, and you're going, well, oh, it's a bit safe. And you got to listen, if the coronavirus kills 40 or 50 children tragically this year and the flu kills 160 kids died of the flu this season. Why is it ever safe to go back? I mean, right? I mean, four times as deadly or so.
You're saying what people are saying.
We're just
afraid to say it.
We have to get out there again, and we got to figure this out, and we got to move forward. And Illinois can't be this blue island. It's ridiculous.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
So when you get a call, Justin Stalter, our first responder of the month with Aero Ambulance, you don't know what you're going to.
Nope, you get the information from dispatch, who, by the way, in highlighting first responders, we need to not forget our emergency dispatchers, because none of this works without them. Great group of people for sure. But yeah, you're waiting for tones to drop. It could be medical. It could be trauma. You just never know. The important thing is to approach every call the same way. You're not caught off guard when you do it that way.
When you get home at night, Justin, you see some things. Does it hit you that I just did X, Y, Z? Or are you able to separate all that?
You know, each person does it a little bit differently. But, you know, over the years, I have been able to kind of separate that. Try to keep home a happy place, if you will. But there are times where you'll have, you know, kind of some things pop up in your head, and that's what it's important to you. You know, your peer support system and talk to those that understand the job.
First Responder of the Month brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
Downmore Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the Stars Gala is set for Friday, November 6th. This year's event will be a virtual online broadcast, and we have a great group of local celebrity dancers. We need your support now more than ever. You can help the Boys and Girls Club keep its doors open for kids during these difficult times. Go to dmbgc.org to support our dancers and our kids. Information to join us online for Dancing with the CU Stars on November 6th can be found at dmbgc.org.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week. You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans, what are you doing Friday night? Join the Pia's Tailgate, Illini football under the tent. Watch Illinois take on Wisconsin this Friday night at Pia's. Buckets of fun, including 1995 wings and french fries or 1995 strips and french fries. $8 pitchers plus brats, barbecue, pork, and more. Friday night, it's the Pia's Tailgate under the tent. Game time is 7 p.m. as the Illini play in Madison to take on Wisconsin. Catch all the fun at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. That's Pia's Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield, Champaign.
Yeah, when I voted yesterday, early voting began yesterday, mm-hmm. I was taken back a little bit by the energy in the building at Meadowbrook Church on Duncan, very near Kirby and Duncan.
Yes.
And it's I drove in, and I've voted early before a number of times, and there's been like four cars. Parking lot was like 50 cars. I'm going, what?
Were you worried a little? being close to people?
No, you stayed. You kept distance. They had plexiglass and everything else.
I wondered how that looked.
Is it Diane Pritchard who worked for the theater? Somebody maybe see a theater or something?
That sounds right.
Yeah, she was there.
Okay, great.
But those judges who are volunteers, presumably for some pizza payout or something, were busy.
I mean, they get a couple hundred, I think.
Do they get paid for judging? Oh.
That's why Anna looked at it.
Okay. Well, anyway, they were working. A lot of times I'm seeing them sitting.
Right.
And how many have we had? 17. This is like hundreds of people have been through.
Mm-hmm.
So there's energy. And let me just tell you that it's not all Democrat. I think the Republicans are very fired up, too. I think the early voting is definitely both. I don't think it's one party at all from what I was looking at.
Well, and there's trending stories about who's going to be off on Election Day. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, well, you can vote early. Why do we have to shut down city buildings?
You don't have to shut anything down.
No.
It's like deer season. You got plenty of time. I mean, you got absentee, now you got bulk mail, now you got early voting, then you got day of, and then you got,
all kinds of options.
My word.
And that's why it's important to look at your ballot beforehand and get your game face.
Yeah, it took me about a minute and a half because I'd already done my homework.
That's right. Good for you, Stevie.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
Another session tomorrow. We'll be back together tomorrow to talk it all out. 7 to 9 in the morning. The drive this afternoon, 46 of Lawn and Derek. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Have a great Tuesday. What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. Chad Burnett, also resource officer, Urbana Police Department. You're at the high school. How has that changed?
Kids get older. Obviously, they're more set in their ways. But, you know, I try to be present in the hallways. I try to be present in the cafeteria while I'm there. Smile, say hello. And you'd be surprised the amount of kids that will actually come up and talk to you and have the interaction with you. And I just want to continue that and develop that and alleviate some of those fears that they may have of the police.
Why do you want to do this, Chad?
It's important. Youth today, you know, they have an apprehension and fear of police. I think it's important that we break that down, establish that in the school so it carries back over to the street. I think it makes our officers more presentable to youth when they're on the street. And I think as the same, youth, you know, we work with them. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to build those relationships. It's going to be a better thing for both sides.
Why did you want to be a police officer?
I think being a police officer, you gave me an opportunity to help people. That's a pretty general answer, but it's true.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
At CMI, owners Brad and Betsy Parks recognize that there's never been a more important time to maintain a clean and healthy work environment than right now. And that's why Chemical Maintenance Incorporated carries the highest quality of environmentally friendly chemicals, supplies, and equipment. With a wide variety of products to fit your needs, CMI's cleaning specialists are ready to serve you and your business as you try to navigate these challenging times. Allow CMI to give you a clean space and peace of mind. Stop by on West Bloomington Road in Champaign or give them a call at 359-6262. Area-wide Technologies and owner Jeff Facer are pleased to announce a new strategic partnership with DNDC and owner John Calderon. Introducing DNDC Area-wide LLC. Jeff is still the owner of Area-wide and John is still the owner of DNDC of Illinois, but this additional alliance will combine their technical expertise to implement and integrate telephone systems and data networking systems for you and your business. If you have questions about the partnership or would like to see what they can do for your business, just call 217-359-8041. 359-8041.
about it. Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll focus on what you can control. I'd like to help. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.